A B A C A B. The first six notes of that song is what the title is. Oddly. Hi, Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Hi, Sluggo.
Good morning.
Sluggo's in a great mood.
Ah, yeah.
And he calls it morning because he just got up.
I just did. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's beautiful. Who knew it was raining?
I mean, I told you on Friday it was going to be raining.
You did?
Yes.
I didn't believe you.
Quite clearly.
Okay. I didn't believe you at all.
I mean, I brought in audio of a climatologist.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you call
him? Yeah, sure.
Meteorologist?
Sure, him too.
Actually saying that it was going to be raining this weekend.
They never know. They're always wrong.
Listen, if you're surprised, you're surprised.
I am. I'm shocked. I'm stunned. I'm floored. Thank you for the nice surprise.
Good weekend?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. You?
Good.
Any games or movies?
Went to a Galaxy game.
Sweet.
And went to a movie.
What film?
Dune.
Oh, what'd you think? Did you see it? I please hope in IMAX.
I didn't.
Damn you to hell!
But there's another format at the AMC theaters called Dolby, which is a little better because I think the sound's better. The screen's not quite as big.
I've heard really weird things that
was really good.
Filmed in such a way that the sound, if you're actually in an IMAX theater, it sounds as though they're inside your head talking. Like it's a really weird effect.
I don't know.
But it only works in IMAX.
People make fun of me because I like volume. In a movie.
No, me too.
So
I want it loud.
And it was like your seat was shaking.
Sweet. It was in Sensoround.
It was pretty great.
I'm going to watch it on HBO Max or whatever it is. It's free for a month or some crap like that. So I'm going to see it there. And if we love it, we'll do it.
You are going to have to set aside a chunk of time.
Yeah, I know. Like half a day, right? Yeah, that's
I only saw half on Saturday and then half on Sunday. I'm just kidding. It's pretty long.
He went back. Can I come back into the theater now? I'm ready for the rest of it. Did you like the original with Sting?
Yes.
Way back when?
Yeah.
I wanted to like it. It was okay. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as you'd hoped.
Yeah. This is better, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's good.
Right.
It's just when you're sitting in a theater and you're thinking, how much longer is this movie going to be? That's not
usually
a great
that's
sign.
A bad sign. Yeah. But yeah, if it's a six-hour epic.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
All right.
So, you know, I don't know what you love. I think you'd like it.
Oh, you know what I love.
I do. That's true.
That's foul.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Hi.
How much is the high-low game worth?
Yeah, I don't know. The what now?
Huh?
I haven't heard of that.
Okay.
Let's ask Stu. I'm sure he knows.
I'm going to put this out there for all to hear.
Mm-hmm.
We're bad at doing this game.
We're bad at everything.
All of us
this
collectively.
This is why we're in radio.
Not just me and you.
No.
Everyone collectively.
Everyone I've ever known in radio.
Is pretty bad at
kind
this.
Of a mess up, these can't do details. Much of anything, especially right. things like that. Yes. Where you got to pay attention.
People are dumb on the show today.
So radio people. Right?
There is a new flesh-eating STD.
Oh, wow.
That seems bad.
Yeah. Wow, that's the ultimate payback.
That seems bad.
Dang.
Gross things you've seen people do in public. Mm. We'll see how long we can go in that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Beep, beep, beep,
sometimes,
beep, yeah, beep.
Sometimes it gets to be that way. And your favorite Halloween songs.
Okay. You know, there's not very many, honestly.
I read a list of 50.
Wow.
And I knew only 10 or
oh, really?
12 yeah. maybe total.
Start digging in deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll take your request for that in the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay.
Figure out your favorite Halloween songs on 95.5 KLOS.
Epiphany. Can you use that in a sentence, Kevin? Epiphany.
Nope. No, I cannot.
We just played the
that
new song.
That song is by Epiphany.
Or Wolfgang Van Halen.
Yes.
Yeah. So good stuff, man. I love that. That whole album is just chock full of good stuff.
It really is.
Chock full of nuts.
That is true.
I don't know. What
I
that
don't
means.
Like your use of nuts, but yes, that is absolutely true. Let's talk about being dumb. People are dumb. Hiker lost for 24 hours, ignored calls from rescuers because it was an unknown number.
Oh, come on! At least just pick up and go help, I'm lost. Wow.
He was lost on a mountain in Colorado. It is a mountain named Mount Elbert, which is 14,500 feet.
So it's kind of small. It's sort of a little hill.
I have hiked up some of those mountains, and they take...
You have?
Yes. And they take on the Great Divide in Colorado, yes.
Why? For the hell of it?
I went to a backpacking
you
camp.
Did?
Yeah.
That seems very manly of you.
Thank you, I guess.
I don't know what that means.
But it does take, like, it's a good 3-4 day hike with backpacks and bringing your tent, your food, and the whole thing.
Sure.
Yeah, it's difficult.
You don't usually do that sort of thing, right? This is unusual?
It wasn't unusual at the time. I went to that two summers in a row.
Oh, nice.
You feel like you're missing the point.
Yeah, well, you didn't get lost.
14,500 feet is a high mountain.
That's a bigger.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I went to like 13,000 something above the tree line, which is so cool.
Yeah.
But this guy was missing for 24 hours.
Yeah. Did he start eating his own leg and stuff?
No.
Well, boo.
He said supposedly search crews canvassed the area following that day because he was you have to fill out a schedule like sure. when you're going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 24 hours later and he hadn't been back yet.
Yeah.
So they sent out search crews. And they tried to call the hiker, but were unable to reach him.
Because he wasn't answering. It wasn't like his phone was dead or didn't get service. Nope. He just wasn't answering.
He didn't recognize the number.
Well, why would you have it in your phone, you idiot?
That's right.
It's searchers you've never run into before in your life, and you're lost. Oh,
right.
My God.
Right.
Dumb.
He apparently had wandered off the trail and spent the entire night looking for it, which makes no sense, because you can't find a trail at night, for God's sakes.
And he's out there, you know, stumbling over everything in the dark, and brrr. We're trying to find you, hello?
Oh, these stupid spam calls.
I don't need my car warranty updated.
After 24 hours, he and his hiking mate found their way out and made it to their car.
And was his hiking mate at any point going, maybe you should answer
maybe
that.
Maybe you should answer that phone.
Who do you think's calling?
Quote, the subject ignored repeated phone calls from us. By the way, if they repeat, like, pretty quickly,
mm-hmm.
That's not a spam thing, is it? Usually?
Sometimes, yes. It's very annoying.
If you're hiking in a mountain that's that high, though.
Yeah, well.
They say that he didn't answer because he didn't recognize the number. And they say if you're ever overdue, according to your itinerary, and you start getting repeated calls from an unknown number that's the same one.
And you're lucky enough to still have cell service and your batteries aren't dead.
Yes.
You bleeding idiot.
And then this is how they say it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and answer the phone. Go ahead and pick up that call. You don't know who it is? All right. What's the worst that could happen?
Right. You just have to hang up on him.
Go ahead and answer that call.
Big deal. He might save your stupid life.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Here's the headline you're not going to want to hear. Rare flesh-eating STD on the rise in the UK.
Wow.
I don't want the words flesh-eating and STD used in the same sentence.
Oh, man, it is 2021, ain't it?
Because that seems like a bad position for flesh-eating.
You know, it's bad enough having the STDs.
Right.
Then you throw in the fact that it's going to eat your mm-hmm. flesh.
That seems bad. Yeah. That seems like something that we don't want.
So, yeah, let's hear about it.
Here's the doctor making the announcement on TikTok.
This is what you need to know about the flesh-eating STD that's spreading in the UK. This rare sexually transmitted disease causes beefy red ulcers to appear on the genital and anal areas. Ooh. It's known as donovanosis. It's usually restricted to more humid climates, Brazil, India, New Guinea, but it's rising in the UK. This terrifying STD caused by the bacteria Klebsiella granulomatis not only causes bloody sores and ulcers which can get infected, but also increases the risk of HIV transmission. To find out if you have this, the test will involve skin scrapings and a blood test.
Woo! Party, huh?
And he sounds like he's in such a good mood.
He is really giving the best news ever.
Yeah. He's like, hey,
let me tell you about this.
Check this out.
He used the words beefy and red. I don't like that in the same sentence.
Did, and when he said sexually transmitted, I thought he said sexy at first. He's like, yeah, check out this sexy new STD. And I'm like, oh, sexually transmitted. Okay.
I don't believe it's sexy.
Wow. So, and then what was that about scraping some skin sample?
Well, I think
who's
that's
gonna
how to
do that?
Test for it. He did call it rare.
Okay. And for some reason, it likes the heat.
But then he also called it terrorizing. That seems bad.
Yeah.
Let's listen to it again so we can get the whole thing.
This is what you need to know about the flesh-eating STD that's spreading in the UK. This rare sexually transmitted disease causes beefy red ulcers to appear on the genital and anal areas. Mm. It's known as donovanosis. It's usually restricted to more humid climates, Brazil, India, New Guinea, but it's rising in the UK. This terrifying STD caused by the
And here's what I wanted to really listen to.
By the way, dude, slow down a bit.
I know, right?
This is important information.
Kind of, yeah.
What's your rush?
He's got a dinner date. I just want to hear what it is caused by.
Okay.
This is a crazy word here you threw out.
This terrifying STD caused by the bacteria Klebsiella granulomatis.
Come on!
Klebsiella granulomatis.
I had that one time.
Right?
Yeah, it was like
it was
on
delicious.
Cheese toast.
Mm,
and it was,
that's the best way to have it.
It causes bloody sores and ulcers which can get infected, but also increases the risk of HIV transmission. To find out if you have this, the test will involve skin scrapings and a blood test.
What's with the damn piano music in the background?
I don't know. It seems
Corey
like
Amos is back there.
It's a light jazz feel. It's a light jazz, and then he's super happy. I don't like anything about that.
Bizarre combination.
Yes, it is for sure. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have $1,300 burning a hole in our pocket.
Yeah, let's get rid of it. We don't want this cash. Who wants that?
We should give it away. It's the KLOS High-Low game. We will take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
And when you win, when you caller 13, you will win because you're going to go see Volbeat and Ghost. That's happening March 3rd at the Honda Center. Tickets on sale right now via Ticketmaster.
And you also get to pick a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 37, and it was too low.
And that was with Stu, who is in for Marcy, who's still working on that pogo
is she?
Record. Yeah, she's she's apparently having a little too good of a time.
Oh, I thought it was a competition. It's a record.
Yeah. Oh, sure, let's do that.
All right. Why not?
But, you know, I guess she's, like, really enjoying it now. Like, I mean, it's been so much jumping
back.
Up and down. Well, you know, making weird noises, that sort of thing.
I gotcha.
Like, can you calm down, Marcy?
Hmm.
Can you stop? And she's
the answer's
boiling, 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 boiling,
boiling. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. Good luck. That is our high-low game. KLOS, who's this?
This is Dana from Tustin. And please tell me I got a ticket last week when I was number 12. I got pulled over.
Oh, did you really? That sucks. But you're caller 13
today.
I gotta
pay for it.
Well, now you are. You're getting paid for it because you're going to go see Volbeat and Ghost for sure.
Awesome. Now I got to pay for the ticket, though.
All right, listen. It's up to $1,300.
Hey, that's your problem.
A number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 37, and it was too low. If you had to make a guess, what would it be?
And guess right, because at a $1,300, you can pay the government with it. You can pay that ticket off. Wouldn't that be nice?
I know. Say Uncle Sam. Oh, my gosh. I'm torn between two numbers. The age of when I met my husband or just...
Feeling like a fool.
Did you say the age at which you met your husband?
Yeah.
Okay. Or
31.
Or?
But I kind of want to say 38, though, too.
You say whatever you please.
Or maybe 39. I know.
You do have to pick a number.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
okay.
Why not?
I'm going to go...
We're enjoying this, guessing.
This is enjoyable,
yeah.
Yes.
39.
39 is your guess?
Let's go right down the middle. 39.
39.
So you're saying 39?
Yes.
Ta-da!
That is the accurate number.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
So you were throwing out numbers. You were like,
you
I don't know, 38, 39. I was like, pick 39.
Pick a number. And pick 39.
39 is the number, and you won $1,300.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, you guys. I've been trying so hard. This is awesome. Now I can pay my ticket.
Sorry about the ticket, but you'll have some left over as well.
Or will you?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
There is no Dana, only Zool. In Tustin-y, she said something like that?
She said Tustin-y, but it was a play on words as it is Tustin.
Oh, that's just wacky. But she won $1,300, so now it's reset, and we're going to do it again sometime between 5 and 6, the high-low game.
Correct.
A whole new number. That means you get $1,000 if you hit it right, 0 between 0 and 95, and you get also a $500 gift card.
And that's only
card.
Available on the first guess.
Yeah, because it's just
and that
so
only
crazy.
Happened once.
Yeah,
the
I think
very
so.
First time we
the very
it,
first time,
which is not possible.
Which is crazy. Yeah.
All right, listen, we're going to do a phone topic, and I'm not positive how it's going to go.
Okay.
And if it goes south, we're going to have to bail. We have our parachutes on. We're ready. We have the ripcord in hand.
We have a weird story in case, actually.
17 stomach-turning things people somehow thought were okay to do in public.
Well, what could be wrong with this?
Why do people do stuff like this in public?
Mm-hmm.
I was riding a transit train in downtown Portland one morning when I noticed a woman sitting on a bench was peeing.
Yeah, that'll happen.
What?
I've seen a few. Maybe it's funny. You said the other day that you've seen naked people out there wandering around. Yeah, I've never seen anyone naked, but I've seen people pooping quite a bit. Like just taking a squat and pooping, not just peeing.
Pretty much be naked to do that?
Well, not totally nude. I mean, you're saying totally nude, just wandering around, right?
Yeah,
but they were just like taking a, you know, and I'm like right there on the side of the road several times, which is, I mean, sometimes you have to do what you have to do when you're out there. Understandable. But, you know, on the side of the freeway,
yeah,
I mean, it's sort of like.
Yes.
Ooh.
I am going to skip the next one as I can't stand it. Three is when I was in college, this girl would floss in the cafeteria when other people were still eating.
Nope. Yeah, people do that a lot. I've seen that a lot. Well, let's backtrack.
Why do people do that?
Yes. I don't know. To number two there. Well, can we get a hint of some of the things that you didn't want to, because it grosses you out? Some sort of...
No.
Really? Wow. That's saying something.
Oh, nope. Nope.
Where can people find this article?
That's on BuzzFeed.
Oh, okay.
And the title of it is 17 Stomach-Turning Things People Did in Public and Thought Were Okay.
So if you want to see what really just shut Kevin down, number two.
I can't.
I understand.
I can't.
I have a few of those.
I used to live near a hospital, and one day I came out from the train and thought, wow, it really smells like poop. I turned the corner and saw a guy talking on the payphone wearing scrubs with a huge stain in the back of them.
Oh. Well, probably not his choice in that
Wouldn't you do something about it before you left?
Yeah, burn those to the ground.
Burn
them in the trash.
Yeah.
Go ahead and be naked for a little while.
On a plane, I sat next to a guy who, after eating dinner, took out a toothpick and used it to clean his teeth.
Oh, dude. You are not in the bathroom.
Sorry, not finished.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Used it to clean his teeth, his fingernails.
Oh.
And then his ears.
Wow.
All with the same toothpick.
Nothing dangerous about that. Hey, your eardrums got pierced. Hey.
Last year, I witnessed a woman shaving her legs with an electric shaver on a train. Of all of those we've mentioned, that's the least offensive.
That's
all right, considering.
Sure.
The guy in a waiting room was picking dead skin off the bottom of his feet.
Oh, man.
So you can see why I'm hesitant to take some calls.
To see what else. What do you all have?
On stuff that you have seen in public. So you've seen people do this in public. A lot of times it comes down to being on a plane because you can't move.
You're trapped.
Yes, exactly. You're trapped, and that person is whatever they're doing.
You know, the flight crew's had enough crap to deal with. They're like, oh, whatever.
Literally.
Of course they're doing that.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to stop it.
I was in the bathroom at a water park when I witnessed a woman using a dollar bill to floss between her teeth.
That's odd.
It's odd, but okay.
Yeah.
It's not awful.
Foul money compared to
now. It's not as bad as the other stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, once you've made it rain, some of that's going to go in your mouth. So. Every once in a while.
That's how you think that happens? It just goes right in their mouth?
Happens occasionally.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. We're going to give it a try. Don't call us something, you know.
Well, here's an idea. Maybe go find that article on BuzzFeed and compare it to number two and be like, if it's like that, then we shouldn't do that.
Listen, we're opening up a can of worms here that we're not going to want. But 818-955-KLOS. I don't know.
Oh, humans.
Why people believe this stuff is okay. They're not embarrassed in public to do it.
Right.
How does that happen?
Their family life must be exciting.
Oh, man.
Must be nice at home.
No, thank you. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck to us all.
Raises a good point. A
lot of yelling.
It is like school, that's for damn sure.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about things that people somehow thought were okay.
To do in public.
Yeah. You have one?
I was at physical therapy one day, and there was a very attractive young lady sitting there looking at her phone, and then all of a sudden she just licked the screen.
Licked it?
Licked it clean.
Why?
And wiped it off with her hoodie.
To get it clean.
Why?
To get it clean. Yeah.
But really?
Sure.
Pretty gross.
I know some people do that to their glasses.
Lick them?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on with people? Do tissues not exist?
I don't know. Maybe they like to spread their germs on everything.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Well, hold up. How hot was she?
She was pretty hot.
All right, that's okay then. I'm going to rule that's okay. KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hi. Embarrassing, strange things you saw people do in public?
Well, that was weird.
Yeah, so we were at a gas station about 2 weeks ago, and we're seeing this guy have a conversation at the pump, and he starts washing his hands in the windshield wiper fluid container where it has the little, you know, all that.
That's acceptable.
No, that's weird.
No, I'm saying it's acceptable as a phone call.
Oh, yes. Oh, I see.
That's probably the best phone call we're going to get.
Yeah. But what his hands smelled like after that? That's a weird fluid they put in there.
That is kind of a weird fluid, yeah.
Yeah. Did he even lick him or anything after that, or lick his phone or anything, did he?
Did a hot woman lick him?
Now we're talking.
Now we're combining stories. Okay. Thank you.
Right on, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I met a guy and he was playing with his ears and he pulled something out, you know, and like normal, like it was nothing natural to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rubbed it on his mustache.
Oh,
I'm sorry. What?
That's not necessary.
Yeah, and I didn't want to kiss him after that.
Oh, my God.
That is beautiful. Thank you very much for calling 818-955-KLOS. So far, stomachable.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Let's see if you can beat it.
Nope. Trying our best to keep this
palatable.
Palatable, yes. We don't want anyone, puking. So
right. We don't want you to vomit.
I think that's fair.
It's not how you want to spend your afternoon.
Right. But you saw somebody doing something gross in public. Is the topic.
Clip fingernails, and I've even seen toenails. It is disgusting.
Where?
In a classroom.
In a classroom?
Wow.
Filled with other students, just going to town.
Who brings toenail clippers to a classroom?
You'd be surprised. I've seen a few. It's not just one person. It's common, apparently.
Are you a teacher?
How'd you guess? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I'm guessing maybe there's one every couple of years that does it on a fairly regular basis.
I hope it's only that many.
Yeah, 1 year or two.
And you can't really, like, say anything at this point in this stage of the game.
Of course you can.
Could you?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. Everybody's so damn sensitive.
What do you say?
Yeah. I just tell them that's disgusting. Don't do that in my class. Do that at home.
Right to
well
the point.
Well done.
Good for you.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally,
dude. I'll take that. Gross.
Well done.
Mr.
You.
Hand is having none of it.
Right?
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was trailing somebody in a car that was swerving all over the road over on the 101 by the 405, and I thought they must be on their cell phone or whatever. I pulled up to the side of them, which I was afraid to do, and the woman was cutting her bangs with both hands on the scissors, looking at the mirror, not looking where she's going.
She was cutting her bangs with scissors while driving?
Wow. Looking in the rearview mirror, like up against the mirror.
On the freeway!
On the freeway.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've seen people putting makeup on and stuff.
Same.
But cutting
you're holding
bangs.
Like a knife.
Yeah.
No hands on the wheel, baby.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
Did you run him off the road like you should have? KLOS, hello.
Hi. About weird things you see in public?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was at a Rite Aid ice cream counter once, and the guy and girl before me, he had his hands firmly down the back of her pants and messing around in there.
I have seen that.
Really gross. But yep. Don't touch the counter, dude. I don't want to get anything after you.
I don't want to get the flesh-eating STD.
Yeah, gross.
Right? Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello?
Hey. Hi.
Kind of along the lines of the girl who was with the guy who was cleaning his ear.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was sitting at a stoplight, and I happened to look in my rearview mirror, and the guy behind me was cleaning his ear with his key.
With his key?
And then
his
took it out.
Key? Wow.
Yeah. He was digging around in his ear with his key.
Wow.
He took his key out of his ear. He looked at it.
Don't say it.
And then he...
Do not say it.
He stuck it in his mouth.
Whoa! Wow. No, no,
damn.
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
No, now, no.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
this guy is what one would call not too bright. Because what do they say? Don't put anything bigger than your elbow in your ear, first of all. You're going to pop your eardrum. But secondly, a key. And thirdly, eating it?
That's some nastiness right there.
Woo.
Damn. Did you marry him?
Put him on the phone.
Thank God that last topic is over. I'm happy to move on.
Yeah, there was some a lot of earwax for some reason. Earwax is a gross thing.
Why people take care of personal business in public is beside me.
They just don't know. I mean,
they have to know.
Nobody's ever said, hey, don't eat your earwax, Junior.
Yes, everyone said that.
Grandma's like, whatever, just get out of here. Go play outside. I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know.
There's a new movie about the Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, this is crazy.
You may not know them. They're basically a rap group.
Oh, I think everybody knows ICP to some degree. Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And they paint their faces like clowns.
Yeah.
And they have diehard fans.
Big time. If you're into that band, you are into that band.
Yes, you're a juggalo is the name that you get.
Mm-hmm.
And not that long ago, the FBI decided to call them a crime gang? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, the fans.
The
anyone
fans.
Is because there's certain criteria that certain organizations can fit. And
right.
If you really look at that, it could be almost anyone. Like Raiders fans could be in this list if they wanted
Agreed.
To put them on
Agreed.
Here because it fits a few weird things that the FBI has decided this is unacceptable.
They don't love the fans painting their faces.
Right.
Which, okay, well, since when is that illegal? That's odd. So here's the trailer for a new movie that's coming out called The United States of Insanity.
It's a documentary.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce the plaintiffs, the Insane Clown Posse.
This morning, the ACLU filed a federal lawsuit challenging the designation of a musical fan base as a criminal gang.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of the band, you are in a criminal gang, is what they're actually saying.
Which means if you're wearing a shirt, an ICP shirt,
out in public somewhere,
they can put you on the list.
Yeah, they can stop you. Cops can stop you, get your name, and put you on a list. You know what's really weird is I was just talking about this this last week on that other little thing that I do about the B-52s, who are the most G-rated, nice, right, happy band. In Russia in the 80s, they were on a long list of things, bands, and music you need to avoid.
Is that all right?
Yeah, and do you know why?
No.
Because they promote violence.
The B-52s.
Exactly. So this is Soviet Russia in the 80s saying things like what these guys are saying right this second.
The clown duo is Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope.
Which is granted silly.
Right, of course. But you're allowed to like silly.
Of course.
You're allowed. I mean, it would be like a Kiss fan.
Right.
Painting their face.
Right.
Same thing.
It's amazing it didn't happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to war with the FBI. We made USA Today's Worst Album of the Year, GQ's Worst Artist of All Time. We embrace the hate.
I love a band that knows
I do too.
Where they're at.
They love
hilarious.
They love the hate.
Yeah.
They love that they're... If you're going to get named on the worst band list, you want to be the worst.
Primus sucks.
Yes.
Is what they put on Primus's shirts.
Yes, agreed.
And it wasn't just about representing a bunch of people who painted their face.
Our daughter's 4 years old, so are they going to consider her a gang member?
If this would have happened to a band that America liked, the country would be up in arms about this. Stop and take us out of the equation. Look what they're saying.
I am not a gang member.
I am not a gang member.
I am not a gang member.
If having bad taste in music was a crime, every parrot head in the world would be on the gang list.
I like
that's brilliant.
I like that they attack another band here.
Yeah. The government can target a group of people based on their musical taste. They can target a group of people based on any reason at all.
I mean, yeah, that's
very true.
Yes.
And very scary.
Yes.
Now, are some ICP fans committing crimes? Of course.
Sure. So are
some of every band.
Barry Manilow's fans have gone out and raised a little
crazy
hell. Yeah.
Man, they steal cars and kill people. Manilow heads are really nuts.
Manilow's. All right. So what is the name of this movie, the documentary?
It is called The United States of In Clown Hold Up.
Said it a little while ago.
That isn't
the United States of Insanity.
Yes, the United States of Insanity.
Yeah, documentary that I think is kind of important in a weird way.
The trailer is on YouTube now if you'd like to see it. I agree.
Check it out, because what?
What indeed?
What? Death by rock and roll. I mean, I guess technically that could almost be a Halloween song.
Well, according to this list, everything that has any word in it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, that is roughly related to Halloween. I have a top 50 songs from the Washington Post.
That's always a stretch. It's always hard to come up with a Halloween. You know, in radio, you always have to come up with these themes. And around this time of the year, we're always looking for these. I mean, some of them are really easy. Rob Zombie is going to provide you some. Ministry Every Day is Halloween. Anything by Alice Cooper, for the most part.
Agreed.
Early stuff.
Can I read you the top?
Please do, yes.
15?
Yes, yes,
which
yes.
Don't contain either of those?
Really?
A Nightmare on My Street.
Ah, well, that's kind of funny.
By DJ Jazzy Jeff.
For those of us who remember that moment in time.
Werewolves in London.
Yeah, sure. That's a good one. Just played that the other day on our little Friday show.
Psycho Killer.
Sure. 13th. Talking Heads. Great one. That's a good one.
Superstition, number 12.
That's reaching, but okay.
This is Halloween. From Nightmare Before Christmas. Daniel.
Oh, Halloween. This is Halloween. That's a good one.
I Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Any version of that song is on my list for sure.
Mm,
I
like
that
song.
That's good stuff. I like the earlier one.
Don't love it. Grim Grinning Ghosts by Buddy Baker.
I don't know that.
Me either.
Don't have any idea what that
Never
is.
Heard of it. Nope. That's number 9.
Wow, really?
On the list, yeah.
Number nine.
Number eight is Monster by Kanye West, which is not a Halloween song.
And Kanye Worst. I mean, just go away.
Number seven is, listen, I love the movie Ghostbusters.
Great stuff. Oh, no. No, I can't hear that damn song
but
ever
the
again.
Song,
no!
The song, apart from that movie, is painful.
Remember when you couldn't get away from it on
yes,
the radio for a
yes.
while? Like Sussudio by Phil Collins. Everyone on earth played that damn song. And then it went right into
blows.
Ghostbusters. Yeah, it's terrible.
Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. is seven.
No.
Number six is The Addams Family.
Ah, well, there's a little zombie tie-in, sort of.
Sort of.
Got his paw in it again now. Yeah, kind of.
Number five is Thriller.
All right.
Okay.
Who cares?
Number four is Disturbia by Rihanna.
Jeez, that's disturbing.
Number three is Werewolf Bar Mitzvah from 30 Rock.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Actually, even better is Superstore's Halloween Surfboard.
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as we're doing just moments in a TV show.
Sure, right? Halloween Surfboard. It doesn't even make any sense.
There's a song in number two that I believe was done in the 1920s by Disney?
Okay.
Spooky, Scary Skeletons.
Oh, I kind of know what that is. I know the video. I mean, the original.
Yeah, it's the skeletons.
Which everybody's tried to steal and Disney shuts them down.
And the number one is the Monster Mash.
Oh, I can't.
Now, the Monster Mash is old.
Very old. 1962 is
what it came out. Can we not? Why aren't there better?
There are. We talked about it. Rob Zombie. Ministry.
Agreed.
Susie and the Banshees.
This stopped being entertaining for me about 25 years ago.
You know, honestly, for me, and no offense if you like it at all, seriously. But
no, offense for me.
As a kid, I hated it.
Really?
I always hated this song.
Yeah, it's terrible.
As a kid, I was like, stop doing that. I don't know why.
Yes.
Actually, hearing it now, I don't hate it quite as much.
What? We haven't heard this enough, though. Like, that's my problem. We haven't heard this song enough.
I would rather hear Halloween Surfboard.
Agreed.
Garrett would be very pissed off, but
here's what
I'd go to the Superstore. And
this song is the same as Happy Birthday, where it sounds great for the first 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you're done.
That's
Move
a
on.
Good point.
What's next?
That's a good point.
But that's the number one song.
No. Where's that from?
It is from the Washington Post, of all places. I don't know why they're publishing a top 50
list. They put together an amazing party mix for you, man.
Yeah, I don't love it.
All right.
I don't love
no,
that.
No, and his son.
So if you have a favorite Halloween song that's not on this list, call.
Oh, yeah, please.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about your favorite Halloween songs. You have one?
Hey, tell those knuckleheads to play that whole song. The Monster Mash.
No, the Monster Mash sucks. We'll tell them, but they don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with them.
But you know what? We all grew up with this.
Listen, we can't control Kevin and Sluggo and what they like.
Yeah, they're jerks, man. They do whatever they want.
Hey, just tell those knuckleheads to play that song.
We will
we'll
tell
go in
them.
There. We'll go kick their ass. We'll tell them.
We'll tell them, but they probably won't because they hate it.
Hi, KLOS, your favorite Halloween song.
You know, you guys were talking about the song Grimmity Monsters.
Yes.
Or that's the song that they play when you're at the Haunted Mansion in Disney.
Oh!
Yes, you're right. Grinning
that
Ghosts.
One.
That's actually a pretty good
that
one.
That is a good one.
You're totally right.
That one gets stuck in my head, like totally.
You are totally right.
And that's a great ride, you know.
So. No, agreed.
It is a good ride, yeah.
That's the number nine song.
Oh, that's a good, all right, so that's a good choice.
Skipped right out of it. Didn't realize that.
Now you know where it's from.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You. KLOS, hello.
It doesn't have like any Halloween really theme in it, but it's from Return of the Living Dead. It's called Surfing Dead by the Cramps.
Oh, Return of the Living Dead. Yeah, the Cramps. That's right. Anything
that is
by
good,
the Cramps
yeah.
could actually fit.
That is
almost,
good.
Really, but yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling. Love
KLOS, hello.
Good movie, too.
Actually, this one is, I believe, Kevin or Bean's one. He used to hate it when you guys played it on your show every year in Halloween.
Which one was it?
It was an old-timey... I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, yes.
It was an old-timey one
yep.
from, like, the...
I can't remember it either. Thanks for calling. Let's move on.
Okay.
It's just a song that we used to play that he loved and I hated.
Oh, really? You don't know what it was?
Oh, I do know what it was.
Oh, what was it?
Say.
Come
nope.
on, cough it up, buddy!
Halloween Spooks.
Bye.
I don't know, Kendrick and Lamar and Jackson. I don't know who it is. It's awful. That's the point. Let's move on.
It's coming up next after this commercial message.
Not happening.
It's an exciting commercial message.
Not happening.
And then Kendrick and somebody or something. I mean, you got to have the right music at your Halloween party.
Agreed.
We're just trying to help.
Talking about your favorite Halloween music. You have one?
Where's the wolf from London? The werewolf from London. The werewolf.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mr. Zevon. We played that on Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. So that's your favorite?
That's number 14
on
this list.
His hair was perfect.
It's a fact. American Werewolf in London reminds me of that song. When I first saw that movie, for some reason, I kept thinking. I guess now I suddenly understand why. Boy, that's kind of an easy connection. Wow, that was weak.
You're kind of dull.
Hi, KLOS. Favorite Halloween song.
KLOS, hello. What's your favorite Halloween song?
My favorite one, it's a version that Marilyn Manson did of This Is Halloween.
Oh, that's right.
I like that version as well.
That is good.
It's a good choice.
An amazing.
Yep.
Right
agreed.
On.
It's absolutely amazing.
So you would totally lose your mind if you were at a Halloween party and suddenly that one came on the mix.
Yes, I would.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Best, your favorite Halloween song?
Oh, yes. Well, the two I like to play best at my Halloween parties is Queen of the Hours by Electric Light Orchestra.
Jeff.
And The Devil's Triangle by King Crimson.
Wow, that's nice digging deep. See,
those are some good choices.
Yeah, Washington Post clearly never went to your party.
Correct. And they need to. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
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 Favorite Halloween song?
I have to say Misfits Skulls.
Oh, good one.
That's a great pick.
Love the Misfits, man. That's awesome.
That is a great pick. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Halloween music?
How are you?
Good.
Oingo Boingo.
Dead Man's Party?
Yeah. What about all his Nightmare Before Christmas stuff?
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I would put Dead Man's Party at number one for me.
Would you?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my favorite.
Wow. Same. I think I would do Every Day is Halloween Ministry.
That's a great one, too. But that's number two.
I love it.
and then Thriller.
What the hell? Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Favorite Halloween song?
Boingo Boingo, Dead Man's Party.
Maybe we should play that one.
Yeah, I guess we should, maybe. We get one more for it and we'll play it. Who are you?
I'm Jim.
Jim, thanks for calling.
Hi, this is Kevin. I'd like to hear it.
Boingo. Oh, well, I guess I don't have a choice. Yeah, I guess we'll throw it on.
That's the third request.
Just call now.
How about that? It just ended.
Why not?
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station.
Telephone KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sluggo. It's time for our high-low game.
Yeah. It's a brand new, and I really want someone to do this. It's a brand new number between 0 and 95. And if you call in and you guess that number right out the gate, not only do you get the $1,000 that kicks off the game, but also $500 in gas. And, for sure, if you call her 13, you can go see Volbeat and Ghost. That's happening March 3rd at the Honda Center. Those tickets available right now through Ticketmaster. But that's a nice package.
That is a nice package.
Oh, I wish I had that on tape.
818.
Why wasn't I recording?
955. KLOS. Caller 13. Good luck. It's the KLOS high-low game. Who is this?
Hi, this is Chelsea.
Chelsea, you're caller 13.
Really?
Yep.
Sorry, I'm not allowed to cut.
I mean, technically, no, you're not.
But... Why the foul language?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I just turned the radio on, too.
Wow, so this means, I don't know what it means, but maybe.
It doesn't mean anything, really, except for you get to choose a number between 0 and 95, and if you get it right, you're going to win $1,000 and $500 of free gas.
And since you're caller 13, you're definitely going to go see Volbeat and Ghost at the Honda Center on March 3rd.
Hell yeah!
Thank you for toning it down.
So you're a winner. All right, a number between 0 and 95.
Okay, is there any, high-low?
No, that's the thing. Yeah, since you're right out the very first one, you know, it's anything between 0 and 95.
There's been no guesses.
Yeah, so that's why the $500 gas card gets thrown. So it's kind of rough.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, what's a favorite number? What's a, I don't know. Hell, I don't know.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to go 24.
You know what's really weird on Heidi and Frank? When they started this game, someone actually guessed the number right out the gate.
Just the first guess.
Yeah, I think which is insane. We're all like, oh, this game's in trouble. But yeah, that's not it. That one's too low.
Dang, okay.
Yeah. But nevertheless, you're definitely going to go see Volbeat, and you're definitely going to go see Ghost, and you are a winner as a result.
Sweet. Love it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for what we learned.
We learned that I love this weather. This is the best weather ever. Oh, my God.
We didn't learn that. I mean, we already knew that. Yeah, I guess this true. Weather.
Yeah.
If you're lost in the mountains of Colorado and there's a search party looking for you and you get a call repeatedly... from a number that you don't recognize, go ahead and answer the phone. It might be the actual search party.
It's probably not about your damn warranty. They're probably trying to find your lost butt.
Dumbass. In England, there is a flesh-eating STD.
Ooh, man.
That does not seem good.
These are getting bad.
And let's say you're in public and mm-hmm. you're tempted to get your earwax out of your ear with a key, with your car key. And then eat it? Wow. Don't.
Yeah, and then eat it.
Don't do that.
Please don't. Please.
Don't do we that.
Beg you.
Yes.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Okay. Peace out.
Chad Smith, drumologist extraordinaire for the Chili Peppers. Chad! Born on this day in rock in 1961 in St. Paul, Minnesota. All the Rage was the headline on this day in rock in 1993 on Time magazine with a picture of Eddie Vedder on the cover. Talking about Kurt Cobain and Eddie Vedder's angry young people's music of the 1990s.